Sergeant Detective D.D. Warren prided herself on her excellent investigative skills. Having served over a dozen years with the Boston PD, she believed working a homicide scene wasn't simply a matter of walking the walk or talking the talk, but rather of total sensory immersion. She felt the smooth hole bored into sheetrock by a hot, spiraling .22. She listened for the sound of neighbors gossiping on the other side of thin walls, because if she could hear them, then they definitely heard the big bad that had just happened here. Dee Dee always noted how a body had fallen, whether it was forward or backward or slightly to one side. She tasted the air for the acrid flavor of gunpowder, which could linger for a good 20 to 30 minutes after the final shot. And, on more than one occasion, she had estimated time of death based on the scent of blood, which, like fresh meat, started out relatively mild but took on heavier, earthier tones with each passing hour. Today, however, she wasn't going to do any of those things. Today, she was spending a lazy Sunday morning dressed in gray sweats and Alex's oversized red flannel shirt. She was camped at his kitchen table, clutching a thick clay coffee mug while counting slowly to 20. She'd hit 13. Alex had finally made it to the front door. Now he paused to wind a deep blue scarf around his neck. She counted to 15. He finished with the scarf, moved on to a black wool hat and lined leather gloves. The temperature outside had just crept above 20, 8 inches of snow on the ground and 6 more forecasted to arrive by the end of the week. March didn't mean spring in New England. Alex taught crime scene analysis, among other things, at the police academy. Today was a full slate of classes. Tomorrow they both had the day off, which didn't happen much and warranted some kind of fun activity yet to be determined. Maybe ice skating in the Boston Commons, or a trip to the Isabel Stewart Gardner Museum, or a lazy day where they snuggled on the sofa and watched old movies with a big bowl of buttered popcorn. Dee Dee's hand spasmed on the coffee mug. Okay, no popcorn. Dee Dee counted to 18, 19, 20... Alex finished with his gloves, picked up his battered black leather tote, and crossed to her. "Don't miss me too much," he said. He kissed her on the forehead. Dee Dee closed her eyes, mentally recited the number 20, then started counting back down to 0. "I'll write you love letters all day, with little hearts over the eyes," she said. "In your high school binder?" "Something like that." Alex stepped back. Dee Dee hit 14. Her mug trembled, but Alex didn't seem to notice. She took a deep breath and soldiered on. 13, 12, 11. She and Alex had been dating a little over 6 months. At that point where she had a whole drawer to call her own in his tiny ranch, and he had a sliver of closet space in her North End condo. When he was teaching, it was easier for them to be here. When she was working, it was easier to be in Boston. They didn't have a set schedule. That would imply planning and further solidify a relationship they were both careful not to overly define. They enjoyed each other's company. Alex respected her crazy schedule as a homicide detective. She respected his culinary skills as a third-generation Italian. From what she could tell, they looked forward to the nights when they could get together, but survived the nights when they didn't. They were two independent-minded adults. She'd just hit 40. Alex had crossed that line a few years back. Hardly blushing teens whose every waking moment was consumed with thoughts of each other. Alex had been married before. Dee Dee simply knew better. She lived to work, which other people found unhealthy, but what the hell? It had gotten her this far. 9, 8, 7. Alex opened the front door, squaring his shoulders against the bitter morning. A blast of chilled air shot across the small foyer, hitting Dee Dee's cheeks. She shivered, clutched the mug more tightly. "Love you," Alex said, stepping across the threshold. "Love you too." Alex closed the door. Dee Dee made it down the hall just in time to vomit.